Mars is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Just a few more of these short stories happening in Lansing before they end the legislative session for the year. And it's kind of interesting. Coffee deal. The Municipal Employees Retirement System of Michigan, which is the acronym MERS, M-E-R-S, not Mayor's New Service, but MERS, is an organization that administers retirement plans for local government units. Well, they lost more than $100 million on a failed Hawaii coffee farm and faces allegations of lying to a Florida lender, according to a lawsuit. Ag America CEO Brian Philpott filed the lawsuit in Polk County, Florida. Ag America is a non-bank agricultural lender and financial services provider. Philpott told MERS News Service that his company never imagined that a $20 billion pension fund and its partners would mislead and conceal vital information. He said it's shocking that MERS, again, the Municipal Employees Retirement System of Michigan, acting as a fiduciary for thousands of Michiganders and their retirement funds, would lose over $100 million in a startup coffee farm. What? This retirement fund invested $100 million to start up a coffee farm in Hawaii? Well, Philpott went on to say he hopes this legislation will allow Ag America, its investors, and employees to recoup the money that we're owed. A message seeking comment from MERS has not yet been returned. But this is what the lawsuit alleges: fraudulent misrepresentation, conspiracy to commit an offense, as well as negligent misrepresentation. The lawsuit seeks to recoup more than $40 million that Ag America said it lost because of the defendant's misrepresentations and omissions. According to the lawsuit, MERS and other defendants, Kona Hills, Camco Land Company, Domain Capital Advisors, induced Ag America to finance tens of millions of dollars to fund a purported reasonable and prudent development of a coffee plantation while concealing that significant portion of the loan proceeds were intended to remediate undisclosed significant and material environmental, legal, permitting, stormwater, wastewater, flooding, grading, grubbing, and construction issues that affect the property. MERS walked away from the coffee project early this year, according to the lawsuit. Well, the lawsuit outlines the allegedly hierarchy of the Kona Hills property and named MERS as being directly in control, authorized, and approved of the operation in the Kona capital of Hawaii. So the retirement fund is going to invest $100 million in a Hawaii coffee company and then bail and walk away from the project. Who the heck is running MERS? Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Again, a bunch of smaller, short snippet stories coming out of Lansing as they prepare to wind down this legislative session, head home for the holidays, and won't be back until next year. Right now, again, I'm searching, looking for the proposed schedule, and it appears they'll only be there next week, December 9th, 10th, and the 11th. Haven't seen any activity scheduled yet for the third week of December 16th, 17th, and 18th. Of course, Lansing, state rep, state senators, they only work 3 days a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays. You may remember way back 11 years ago, the 2014 water crisis down there in Flint, Michigan. Remember when they were buying water from the city of Detroit and it was being piped up to Flint? Well, the pipe system had leaks in it. And when Detroit was sending perhaps, let's say, 1 million gallons of water up to Flint, they were only receiving roughly about half of it, 500,000 gallons out of 1 million that was sent there via the pipeline. They'd only receive 500,000. Well, the geniuses in charge at the time, city of Flint, decided to stop getting their water from Detroit and decided to take it out of the Flint River, run it through a processing treatment plant, hopefully get everything out of it, and give it to the residents of Flint in their city water system. Remember, Governor Rick Snyder was actually charged criminally and was found not to be responsible for the decisions the city fathers made in Flint. However, the Flint residents sued. Lawyers being lawyers, civil lawsuits. Well, they got a $626 million settlement from the state of Michigan, engineering firms, and others. Deborah Greenspan, the special master appointed to oversee the Flint water crisis civil lawsuits, recently filed a report requesting authorization to finalize the terms of the settlement fund and to release the money, according to court records. Greenspan, who said most award levels will be very modest, anticipates the highest award for the youngest children exposed between April 25th of 2014 through July 31st of 2016. And those who had the highest lead levels are going to receive in the range of, quote-unquote, about $100,000 per child. So it's kind of interesting that this is finally going to come to an end and these people will receive compensation. 11 years it's taken for this to go through the court system, the attorney general's prosecution, all of the things that have happened down there in Flint. Now, it's kind of interesting. And I've talked about this story all year. State of Michigan, folks, in Lansing, has 110 state representatives representing 83 counties. Right now, the Republicans control the House, 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats. Speaker of the House is Matt Hall, a Republican. All of the committees, they control. The chairman of each one of the committees, chairman of each one of the subcommittees, chairman of every single Department committee they have down there in Lansing is chaired by a Republican. That's what's going on in the House. In Michigan State Senate, there's 38 state senators. That's the number of Senate districts we have. 38 state senators represent 83 counties. For example, the 37th, State Senator John DeMuth, I believe he sees and represents 9 counties based on population. Well, one of the seats is the 35th State Senate seat. Previously, that was held by a Democrat, Kristen McDonald Rivett. However, she was elected to Washington, to Congress, and started serving January 1st of this year, 2025. She resigned her state Senate seat, and roughly the 270,000 people represented by her in the 35th state Senate district have been without a state senator all year, and they're not going to get one until next year. Why? Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer knows that they have a 19 Democrat one seat majority to 18 Republicans right now, because the Democrats have the majority. They control the chairmanships of all the Senate committees, all of the Senate subcommittees. So as a result, bottom line, the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, a Democrat, has a one-seat majority, controls all the committees in the Senate, basically doesn't want this election to be held. Why is that? Well, because Donald Trump won the 35th State Senate District last year in the presidential election, November 5th, 2024. The district very much leans Republican now. Well, if an election was to be held, a Republican runs against the Democrats, they win the seat. They flip it from Democrat to Republican. What does that do to the total? 19 to 19. Now, this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, has gridlock in the state Senate. Gridlock in the state Senate means she can't get anything passed legislatively next year, 2026, and her last year of being governor, 2027. So she's pushed this thing off as far as she could. Well, there'll be a primary in February, and then the runoff between the Republican and the Democrat in May. Well, the person who started this whole problem, former state senator of the 35th district, now U.S. Congresswoman Kristen McDonald Rivett, Democrat of Bay City, she has come out publicly and has endorsed Saginaw fire captain Chedrick Green to succeed her in the 35th state Senate district. Kind of interesting development. Pamela Pugh, the chair president of the Michigan Department of Education, is running for the seat. Others are running for the seat as well. Well, the congresswoman and the former state senator has endorsed Saginaw Fire Captain Chedrick Green. He's thrown his hat into the ring and is running against these other candidates, and that's who she's endorsed. Now, because of this endorsement, you have to understand a couple of things. You don't endorse a candidate as a congresswoman and then not help him raise money. That's number one. If you're going to endorse the guy, you're going to help him. Number two, all of her supporters that previously voted for her in the past to be the state senator might take this endorsement to heart and therefore decide to vote for Chedrick Green. So this endorsement was huge, absolutely huge. Now you have to understand, this Saginaw Fire captain, Chedrick Green, very much far left liberal progressive Democrat. Her choosing him to be her endorsed candidate could make it even easier for the Republican candidate, whoever that ends up being, to defeat him in the general election in May. Now, the thing of it is, it's kind of interesting because of the way Governor Gretchen Whitmer has delayed and postponed this replacement special election. Once they win in May, they got to turn around and run again and be on the ballot in November of next year. So is this new state senator even going to be able to figure out where the bathrooms are, let alone introduce any substantive legislation before having to run again in the August primary November election? Going to be very interesting. Well, if this Chedrick Green wins, he will definitely have all the lobbyists in Lansing supporting him for his reelection. So it's going to be very interesting. One short little couple of sentences here on other issues, other stories. Senator Michael Weber, Republican of Rochester Hills, wants to rename a portion of Grand River Avenue in downtown East Lansing after legendary Spartan basketball player Irvin Magic Johnson. He sent a letter to the Senate Local Government Committee requesting the bill, Senate Bill 534, be taken up. Evidently, he loves his Spartan basketball. I believe Weber went to Michigan State and wants a portion of Grand River downtown East Lansing renamed. Also, Direct Edge Campaigns, a national Republican political consulting and voter contact firm, announced the hiring of Greg Manns, who formerly worked for House Speaker Matt Hall, and he is going to be leading the development of the firm's Midwest office. So we have a major national Republican political consulting firm hiring some of our people from Lansing. Looks like they might be opening a new...